I started this day praying that you would bless the digital electro servants that we have embraced so fervently, especially the spider web of the World Wide Web and our personal computer communications. But then I raised my eyes much higher to what will soon transpire.
Lord, we know that the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, when the elements will melt in the heat and the earth and everything in it be laid bare. From your throne of sapphire, surrounded by the radiance of rainbow-coloured light, whose glory no darkness can smother. As not just asteroids but entire galaxies collide, you use explosions to further your cosmic purposes. And the word from the scientists is that dark matter substance is what ultimately shapes the galaxies, just as dark energy empowers the universe to enlarge. We who are on the outermost fringe of understanding such things dimly perceive that you use other types of explosions to further your purposes. Saul, who breathed out threats against the church, inadvertently fanning the Christian cause, long before he became the legendary Apostle Paul. Honing your purposes to the finest tilth, you calculate such explosions to the very last molecule, and yet produce such startling jewels as you pursue your eternal schedule.
As science explores new frontiers in these times of increasingly slender resources, be in all legitimate research and development as the digital revolution gains pace and the ethical choices that these things engender.
Have your say in these fresh initiatives, Lord, and the supplies that make them possible. For power plants and industrial expansions, lest greatly heightened tensions over fuel and water shortages around the world lead to powerful outrage and serious power outages.
We pray for the work of space probes and fresh developments in pyrometallurgy. As fossil fuels become increasingly rare, harness wind, tide and wave-borne energy to channel the power of the air and the sea, and solar towers that capture the rays of the sun, while complex nuclear fusion projects mimic reactions within the sun, raising the prospect of all but unlimited wattage.
We're sorry, Lord, that in pursuit of relentless realpolitik, nations play tricks in their quest to feather their own nest, and to your deep dismay hold so much that is good at bay. Raise up apostles to the enterprise world to enable proper collective responsibility to rule, wherever tyrants, oligarchs and megalomaniacs currently head the school.
In keeping with your promise, we're seeking the new heaven and new earth, the home of righteousness. And as we look forward to this, may we make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with you.